this. I don't know if we're starting to use the word unbearable for the heat just yet. Maybe we'll wait till it hits 100, but so far so good for starting the week and good weekend.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very hot outside. And we have a a heat advisory today, and tomorrow it's a different title for it. It's a excessive heat warning. So looks like tomorrow may be the day where we've got 115 degree heat indexes. So definitely be careful there. That is one of our top three stories today. The other top three stories, one involving Russia, where President Vladimir Putin says a march on Moscow by a group of mercenaries was criminal activity. He addressed his country just about a half hour ago, speaking through an interpreter. He says there will be consequences.
The organizers of this rebellion cannot but understand that they will be brought to justice. Everybody understands that.
And in the address, talking about the head of the Wagner Group, turned around his troops after reportedly agreeing to a deal. The Wagner Group boss, though, said in a statement that the march was not an effort to overthrow Putin, but rather a protest. Also, here in the States, the shooter who killed five people and injured 19 others at a Colorado LGBTQ nightclub has pleaded guilty.
I intentionally, and after deliberation, caused the death of each victims listed in those counts.
And the 23-year-old agreed to serve five consecutive life sentences without parole in a deal with prosecutors. The death penalty was not an option since Colorado abolished it in 2020. And again, the National Weather Service warning of dangerous heat this week, an excessive heat warning already issued for tomorrow, easily in the triple digits and could get as high as 115 degrees this week. With that in mind, we spoke with Pensacola Police. We have, Gracie and I know, have covered here in the last few weeks several instances around the state of Florida involving children being left in hot cars. Definitely a top concern this week.
Check those back seats for children and pets. Please don't leave pets in the car. Even if you're running for just a few minutes, it can get incredibly hot very fast in that car.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. Says it happens most often near retail shopping areas. Congressman Matt Gaetz in our area today in Okaloosa County doing a congressional field hearing regarding the ATF. He says it's being weaponized against licensed firearm dealers, especially in conservative states.
Recently, when we had our Open Gates Day and I was in Baker, Florida, having a cheeseburger at the Gator Cafe, the folks just a table over were FFL dealers and didn't even know I would be there, but had their own story of harassment and overreach and abuse of power by the ATF.
And Gates and other congressional leaders heard from local firearm dealer Chris Smith, who owns Gulf Coast Gun in Milton. He said his business had been targeted for minor clerical errors, some of which he said were caused by the FDLE. His business was audited, and he says that cost him thousands of dollars and his employees worried about their jobs. The hearing was not without some controversy. A heckler spoke out after Congressman Matt Gaetz invited State Representative Joel Rudman to speak about Florida's stance on the Second Amendment.
Because here in Florida, we honor and respect the Second Amendment.
That's not true. My Second Amendment rights have been violated here in Florida.
Gentlemen will suspend. Sir, this is not, that's not what we do here. All right.
On appeal with this.
Sir, you don't want to know what happens to people who violate an official proceeding of the government. Please have the gentleman removed.
Violating my rights as a father.
So that's how that ended. The man was escorted out of the hearing as he shouted about having several firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition confiscated from him. This morning we heard from Sheriff Bob Johnson in Santa Rosa County as people still have a lot of questions regarding the investigation into Nico's Steakhouse. And of course, one of the focal points that we touched on at length last week was the investigation centering around a man that had apparently shown up at the restaurant that night dressed as a hibachi chef, even though he didn't actually work there.
We have interviewed him. There's no indication that he had any access to any, you know, food while he was alone. He basically, from the time he went into the restaurant to the time that he left, there were employees around them. So it wasn't like they came in and said, hey, what are you doing back here? It was more of he comes in and there's a bunch of employees in the kitchen and they're like, what are you doing here?
So Johnson says investigators never believed that he had access to the food, so he couldn't have tampered with it. And last week said that there was no surveillance video to prove who put meth in the food that night. Tomorrow, National HIV Testing Day, and the Department of Health in Escambia County is holding a free HIV testing event that's at the Walgreens on the corner of Pace and Cervantes. That'll be from 10 until 5. They say that everybody should be tested, as catching and treating an HIV infection early can mean reduced and possibly undetectable viral loads, which means a lower risk of transmission and better health. Getting to some state headlines today, Governor Ron DeSantis speaking in Texas on his plans for the border if he were to be named president.
It's a lot less appetizing to make a trip like that, knowing you don't qualify in the first place and you're going to have to wait on the other side of the border before you get a decision.
No, he spoke in Eagle Pass, a border town today, and his plan would not allow claims of asylum between the ports of entry. DeSantis would also want to give individual states the power to deport illegal immigrants, as well as reinstating the Trump policy of remain in Mexico if he's elected.
And the state of Florida says over 2,200 bonuses have been awarded to law enforcement recruits and officers that have moved to Florida in the last year. The Law Enforcement Recruit Bonus Program awarded more than $15 million through the last fiscal year, and officers that moved to Florida from out of state received a $5,000 bonus after taxes through the program.
The Ocala woman accused of killing her neighbor last month will not face murder charges. The state attorney says Susan Lawrence will only be charged with manslaughter in A.J. Owens' death. Police say Lawrence shot Owens through her apartment door following a disagreement about Owens' children. 4:15 right now. More state headlines and national headlines coming up right after a check of the roads and weather and history of the Blue Angels.
We do have some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 getting into Pace from Pensacola. There was an accident on the bridge where we've had construction for forever, it seems like. But that is backing up onto Scenic Highway, so expect some slowdowns like we used to have getting into Pace from Highway 90 leaving Pensacola. Other than that, we're looking good. Just seeing some typical afternoon traffic, of course, getting into Windhaven Beach from Mary Esther. But if you do see something else or you have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We mentioned at the top of the hour, but just to reiterate, it is hot out. We do have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight, and then coming up tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. we have an excessive heat warning. So it is definitely hot. It's fair skies, 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
The 1967 season of the Blue Angels began with winter training at El Centro Naval Air Station in the Imperial Valley Desert of Southern California. This was the first year for winter training at El Centro, and they've conducted winter training there ever since. One reason for Navy flight training over the desert is the sharp contrast between the blue sky and the brown sand. When training over water, as they used to do in Key West, Florida, the difference between the blue sky and the blue water is much less obvious, which makes vertigo more likely. The El Centro base also provides the Blues with a vast, relatively air traffic-free zone for practicing their delicate maneuvers. The 1967 season was a year for long-distance travel for the Blue Angels as they performed 65 flight demonstrations throughout Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and Canada, plus Alaska and many other U.S. states. Americans in every state had a chance to see the Blue Angels in 1968 when the team went on a whirlwind tour of the United States, performing air shows in all 50 states. In October of the same year, Lieutenant Mary Russell reported to the Blue Angels as public information officer, becoming the first female to be assigned to the Navy Flight Demonstration Team. The November 17, 1968 performance at NAS El Centro was not only the final show of the season, it was the final show in the F-11 Tigers II. After 22 years of flying Grumman-built aircraft and 11 of those in the Tiger, the Blue Angels were switching to the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom fighter jet, which was serving the Navy so well in Vietnam. Because of the tremendous power of those Mach 2 F4s, supersonic speeds were easily attained, even without intending to, as happened at an air show in Canada on August 6, 1969. The Blue Angels were performing in Kelowna, British Columbia, when, due to high terrain, it was necessary for one of the pilots to deviate from his normal flight path to rejoin the others in formation. He got slightly behind in his timing, and in order to catch up, lit his afterburners for just a second or two. But this caused his plane to break the sound barrier, and the resulting sonic boom shook the city and shattered most of the windows in an 8-block area downtown. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Find out in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends 4th of July.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 422 on a Monday afternoon. Hope your week's off to a fantastic start. One full work week left until we hit the July 4th holiday weekend. And AAA expecting a record number of travelers. If you have plans, you can let us know where you're headed. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. to text us where you're headed, expecting it to get back to pre-pandemic levels of the 4th of July travel weekend. So busy weekend on the roads. Gas prices not bad, at least compared to where they were July 4th of last year, about $4.54 statewide average a year ago. So obviously a lot better this time around. Continuing on with some statewide headlines today. Closing arguments starting in the trial of Scott Peterson, the deputy accused of inaction during the 2018 Parkland School massacre.
In that moment, choose to go in or choose to run. And Scott Peterson chose to run.
So Peterson facing up to 95 years in prison if found guilty of child neglect, negligence, and perjury. 17 people were killed in the shooting.
Also, 200 laws passed during the Florida legislation session are going to go in effect coming up this Saturday. Among the new laws include constitutional carry, as well as the expansion of the parental rights and education law, and more school vouchers. Governor Ron DeSantis signed almost 300 bills that the Republican-controlled legislature passed this session.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody trying to protect residents from falling victim to car buying scams.
This involved different types of schemes involving sales of automobiles. We cloned vehicles, switching of VIN identifications.
So today, FDLE announced over 25 arrests connected to a car theft ring based out of Tampa, where the suspects allegedly would target high-end car dealerships by using fake names, fraudulent payments, and then selling them to people privately below market value. And they would issue fake VIN numbers and fake tags to conceal the fact that they were purchased illegally. So pretty elaborate scheme out of Tampa that they announced arrest in today. 425, get a local check of the roads and weather, and then a look at our national headlines.
Well, we still have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. If you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, we had an accident on Highway 90 that is causing some delays. It looks like it's starting to get cleared up, but we are still seeing slow traffic backing up to Scenic Highway. So again, scene of the accident looks like it is clearing up, but it was had a roadblock for quite a bit there, so it is causing some major slowdown, so just keep that in mind. And we also got a text in that on Highway 98 in the westbound direction, there's a rear-ended fender bender. That's going to be 98 westbound just before Ridgewood, and then another small fender bender just past that intersection if you're heading westbound. All the cars are out of the roadway, but just keep that in mind that is going to be causing some slight delays. Taking a quick look at weather, we do have extremely hot temperatures today. We have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. It's 94 right now in Pensacola. And coming up tomorrow, we have an excessive heat warning. That's going to be from 11 a.m. coming up tomorrow on Tuesday, going till 8 p.m. So we're going to be seeing some hot weather all coming this week. Again, 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
And President Biden sharing his thoughts on the issue happening in Russia over the weekend, saying that the U.S. and its allies played no role in the recent mercenary rebellion in Russia.
We gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO.
So as we mentioned at the top of the hour, the head of the Wagner Group launched an armed rebellion over the weekend and then directed his army to retreat from the front lines of Ukraine and marched towards Moscow. He then reversed course, striking a deal to take his soldiers to Belarus, which said it would grant them amnesty.
And a national headline coming out of Louisiana. Louisiana is going to have to redraw their state congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal today. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by Republican legislator that created just one district with a black majority. The census data used showed the state's population to be about a third black.
The Supreme Court, meanwhile, is now entering its last week of the summer session. 10 cases are still pending, and decisions are expected any time now on key cases on student debt relief, affirmative action, and federal election laws. They'll also set the docket for the next term, where they could take up high-profile cases on racial discrimination, guns, and qualified immunity.
And the sentencing passed in the Tree of Life Synagogue shootings trial started today. Robert Bowers was found guilty on all 63 charges in the 2018 mass shooting at the Petersburg synagogue that killed 11 worshipers. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider the aggravated circumstances to determine if the defendant is eligible for the death penalty.
An update yesterday from the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard has officially convened a Marine Board of Investigation into the loss of the submersible and the five people on board.
Captain Jason Neubauer is leading the probe, which he said is currently in the evidence collection phase.
And President Biden is denying ever speaking to his son, Hunter Biden, about his overseas business dealings. When asked by a reporter at the White House today, he simply replied, no. This comes after the IRS whistleblower testimony was released claiming that Hunter Biden invoked his father's name in 2017 when pressing about the potential Chinese business partner to move ahead with the deal.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy won't be supporting New York Congressman George Santos for re-election.
George Santos, are you a part of his re-election campaign?
No, I am not.
Right.
No, he shouldn't run for re-election.
Have you done anything for that seat to try to get a Republican in?
Oh, we're going to keep that seat with another Republican. Yes, we are.
An interview with Fox and Friends, Santos is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee and recently pleaded not guilty to federal charges of fraud, misusing campaign funds, and lying about personal finances.
Also, just a quick, I accidentally said Petersburg. It's Pittsburgh for synagogue. Just have Florida on my mind for some reason. Also, an Indiana branch of Moms for Liberty conservative group is apologizing for their recent newsletter. On the front of their newsletter, it was the quote, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." The group says that the quote was warning about protecting kids from the government overreach. Unfortunately, that quote came from Adolf Hitler in a 1935 rally. The chairwoman issued an apology after facing backlash.
Texter says that he thinks the leader of the Wagner group is going to fall out of a window soon. He clowned Putin on the world stage, and that won't be forgotten nor go unpunished. I'm going to be completely honest about this whole Russia mercenary thing. In the words of Michael Scott, you're going to have to explain this to me like I'm five. I just don't know what's going on.
News. I'm Tom Graham. President Biden is rolling out his plan to spend $40 billion to plug more people into high-speed internet.
President Biden made the case that high-speed internet is not a luxury, but a necessity. And he said that more than 35,000 projects are already funded or underway. And he likened his administration's investments to those of FDR.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Law enforcement in one major city is bragging about a massive drug bust. Deputy Philadelphia Police Commissioner of Investigations Frank Van Orr.
There was over 60 pounds of marijuana. 60? And there's 1,200 grams of heroin. Some of it was mixed with fentanyl. And there's over 850 grams of fentanyl.
The CDC reports fentanyl overdoses are the number one killer of young adults in the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Starbucks workers disrupted operations at dozens of cafes this weekend and pledged to keep striking, citing concerns that include display of pride decorations in stores and negotiations between unionized baristas and the coffee giant. The company said it closed 21 stores early since Friday because of staffing shortages caused by the strikes. As of Sunday, 104 locations had staff participating in the strikes, in most cases limiting service to customers. Baristas in Chicago, Baltimore, Seattle, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh stores were among those on strike. Major garment and footwear producers in Southeast Asia have seen their trade to the U.S. drop this year as high inflation cuts into consumers' budgets, with industry insiders and experts warning of further gloom ahead. Shipments of apparel and footwear from manufacturers in Cambodia, Bangladesh, Myanmar, and Vietnam fell between 20 and 30% by value during the first 4 months of the year. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies summer sale starts right now at Dell.com/deals. Wemby Week in New York City turned into Wemby Weekend in San Antonio, especially after that pick that Wemby tweeted yesterday. Quote, couldn't ask for any better role models, end of quote, posing with and towering over David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, Sean Elliott, and of course, Tim Duncan. I'm Jim Rome.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Red, white, and dew savings are happening now at the Home Depot. Prep for all the summer guests and gatherings with up to 60% off select patio sets now at the Home Depot. Shop and save on a wide variety of sets and styles to find what suits your patio best for another season of hosting with the most. Find the perfect pieces for your space with up to 60% off select patio sets. So sit back and relax into red, white, and dew savings happening now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Doug's Auto Supply in Pace isn't your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, more blades, belts, filters, paint. Doug's may even have the kitchen sink. Doug's Auto Supply. Get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet in Pace, a proud sponsor of the Blue Angels Air Show.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM, 1620, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying this hot Monday, having a good start to your week. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather and give you an update on the heat going on this week. But just a reminder, coming up tomorrow is Bands on the Beach. That's every Tuesday night on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. Coming up tomorrow is going to be Mass Confusion, taking the states. Mass Confusion presents classic rock, some Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, the oldies. They got it all. They're going to do it in their own style. So make sure to head out and maybe bring a fan or a bottle of water because it's going to be hot. Taking a look at traffic real quick, we still have some slowdowns on Highway 90. We had an accident on the Highway 90 bridge getting into Pace from Pensacola. The accident has cleared up, but we're still seeing slowdowns if you are heading on Scenic Highway getting to that intersection right by the Tom Thumb and right by UWF. So that's still backing up, but once you get past that light, it is moving smoothly throughout Highway 90. We also have some slowdowns on Scenic Highway in the opposite direction as you're getting closer to Creighton Road. I don't know if maybe people are turning around and deciding to take I-10 instead, but that light, don't have reports of an accident right there, but it is going to be backed up just a little bit. Again, that's going to be if you are heading like southbound on Scenic Highway at the Creighton light. And if you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we have an excessive heat warning. That's basically all throughout the day. It starts at 11 a.m., ends at 8 p.m., 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at the world of sports today, big game in College World Series. It is do or die. Win or cry. Game three between the Gators and the LSU Tigers for the Men's College World Series Championship in Omaha. Yesterday, the Gators crushed LSU 24-4, and we've got game three, 6 o'clock start time on ESPN. A pretty light schedule in Major League Baseball tonight. Both the Marlins and the Rays are off. The Braves are starting a series with the Minnesota Twins. Excuse me. They coming off of a 2-1 series win against the Cincinnati Reds. A very entertaining series there. Other games featuring the Tigers and the Rangers, the Mets and the Brewers are on ESPN Plus starting at 6:10. The Orioles hosting Cincinnati at 6:05, and the White Sox traveling out west to take on the LA Angels with a start time of 8:38. The NHL draft is Wednesday night in Nashville. The Chicago Blackhawks will take Connor Bedard first overall. That'll start 6 o'clock Central on Wednesday and will be aired on ESPN. And Buffalo Bills safety Jordan Poyer said he'd planned for months to hold a celebrity golf tournament to raise money for the people of Buffalo, but he's canceling it after a wave of backlash he received over its location. It was scheduled to be held at Trump National Doral, on July 10th. So he's canceling that after backlash was received about holding it at the Trump course. Health, business, and science notes today. NASA launching a simulated mission to Mars. 4 analog astronauts will be spending the next 12 months in a mock Mars base at the U.S. Space Agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston. They will help scientists understand human dynamics on long-duration missions.
And as a young renter, I hope this catches on for Northwest Florida. Rent is declining in the U.S. for the first time in 3 years. Economists say that cooling inflation and a strong job market is the reason for the decline. The wave of the pandemic pricing made rent rates soar, and would-be home buyers remained as renters because they were outpriced by buying a home. Economists say that rents are expected to decline throughout the remainder of this year and into next year.
New York City pizzerias may have to make big changes in a new effort to crack down on carbon emissions. The New York Post says that the city's Department of Environmental Protection is drafting new rules requiring eateries to cut carbon emissions by up to 75%. That means pizza joints that use older coal and wood-fired ovens would have to buy expensive emission control devices.
Yikes. President Biden is announcing that more than $40 billion in funding to expand high-speed internet access nationwide. The administration plans to give money out to states over the next 2 years, and the goal is to deliver reliable broadband to the entire country by 2030.
And also Fox News picking Jesse Waters to formally take over Tucker Carlson's time slot. Waters currently hosts Jesse Waters Primetime and is a panelist on The 5-2. The network announced it was parting ways with Carlson in April, days after agreeing to pay almost $800 million to Dominion Voting Systems.
So do we think Jesse Waters is still going to be his normal time and he's just adding more on, or he's going to be off the panel?
I think...
He just had a baby, I think, too.
Did it? Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
So, I mean, currently he's been doing the 5 and the 7 o'clock. If I were to guess, he would maybe do the 5 still, and then they'd just find somebody else for the shift, the show below or before him, and then he would come back at, what is it, 7 o'clock our time?
For Tucker's old show. Okay, yeah, cool.
That's what I think. Yeah. I don't think they'll take him off both.
Yeah. Well, a new variant of COVID-19 has been detected in several Western states. The cases of the EU11 strand has been confirmed in both the Dakotas, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and Montana. It's still not known whether there will be a different system that emerges from the U.S. cases of this new strand.
Some pop culture news. Congratulations to the world's ugliest dog. The Scooter, a Chinese crested canine with deformed legs, won the title Friday at the Sonoma Marin Fair in California. That event promotes animal adoption and inspirational stories of dogs who overcome adversity. I don't know if you've seen a picture of Scooter.
No, but I don't know if I should. Is he scary?
It lives up to he or she lives up to it, to its name. Yes, title rather.
Oh goodness, poor Scooter. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is up to $440 million with a cash value of over $230 million. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions jackpot is currently sitting at $343 million with the cash option of $180 million.
Before we get to traffic, you're going to like this one. So Taylor Swift took over Minnesota over the weekend, doing, I think, 3 concerts in Minneapolis. And a sports anchor in Minneapolis joined in on the craze.
It's me. Hi. Want to commemorate Taylor Swift's weekend takeover of Minneapolis? Well, if so, you belong with me. If not, you're on your own, kid. Ready for it? Twins fans knew all too well a cruel summer might develop if they didn't find some daylight this week, but they got out of the woods with 3 straight wins. Hoping the gold rush continues, seeking a 4 straight win in Detroit, Pablo Lopez started, but death by a 1,000 cuts in a treacherous second inning. A failed double play, a walk, and 2 bloop singles had the Twins seeing red, down 3-0. In the 6th, the fearless Carlos Correa trying to shake it off, and oh, I think he knows. Deep into the lavender haze for a clean solo homer. It was 3-2 when the Twins loaded the bases in the 8th, but Alex Lang pulled the invisible string on a mean hook to say peace to Royce Lewis. Well, then some bad news. Jose De Leon appeared to hurt something, warming up to come on in relief. We're going to update you as soon as we get any details on that. The Twins fall 3-2.
So I don't know how many references you caught there, but in the whole 3.5-minute sportscast, he was able to get 45 of them in.
That's awesome. Well, it helps that Taylor Swift has a lot of songs, and like Peace is one of her songs, so he could say Peace or Clean, and then that's a song reference.
Yep.
So that's awesome. I love that. I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more pop culture and some wacky and weird stories. We do have some slowdown still on Highway 90. It has almost cleared up completely, but if you are heading on Scenic Highway towards the Davis Highway exit, getting into Pace or intersection, you're still going to see some slowdowns. That's right near, you know, UWF, Tom Thumb, before you get onto Highway 90 towards Pace. And we could have guessed it, but of course, the slowdowns on Highway 90 is causing some slowdowns on I-10 at the Avalon Boulevard exit. So if you are getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge, getting off and then trying to get off at Avalon Boulevard, you're going to see some slowdowns due to, you know, things slowing down on Highway 90 into Pace. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And we're going to get an update from WEAR for weather.
Extreme heat is in place as we head through the week with high temperatures up in the mid-90s. Some spots might even reach upper 90s. And then you throw in the humidity and it just feels that much hotter. It could feel like 110, maybe even 111 or 112 here as we head through the day Tuesday. So another heat advisory has been placed over the area for that. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we'll, of course, see a chance at a shower or a storm will pop up, but each day this week, that rain chance only runs at about 30%. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much. As Alan Strum mentioned, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow from 11 to 8, an excessive heat warning. So it's still hot. It's 94 in Pensacola. It's 95 in Milton and 93 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on here, so Elton John wrapping things up yesterday, playing the last UK show of his farewell tour. The show came towards the end of the farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. It's now officially the highest grossing tour of all time, with box office receipts of over $800 million.
And you can own your own piece of Peanuts history for just under $4 million. The former studio of the cartoonist Charlie Schulz is for sale in Northern California. The artist used the space for his studio in the mid-1990s and early 1970s.
You may be the only person in recorded human history that has referred to him as Charlie Schulz. I did not know you were on a, you know, cool like that with him.
Yeah, you know, me and him are like this. Yeah. And, I mean, I'm surprised he didn't just offer to give me this for
That's
free.
Right. Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I am a huge Peanuts fan. Love Peanuts. If I had $4 million lying around, this is definitely what I would spend it on. I don't know if you caught this last night, Patti LaBelle catching heat from fans for apparently not knowing the lyrics well enough in her Tina Turner tribute at last night's BET Awards. So, I mean, it's funny. I'm not going to go to the lengths that some people on social media are to crucify her for not having the lyrics. I mean, I suppose if you are wanting to do a tribute right, you would ask the artist, say, hey, how well versed are you in the lyrics? Do you want the prompter? Do you not want the? Do you think you could memorize them or whatever? But no, this is on the offensive. Things that singers do. This is well below the list of every celebrity or artist who has made an absolute mockery of the national anthem, like Carl Lewis back in 1993.
And the rock is this way. The bumper singing gave proof through the night that was still there. I'll make up for it now.
Spoiler alert, he did not make up for it. But way more offensive than Patti LaBelle last night. 4:50, we'll take our final break of the hour, come back with some wacky, weird headlines and some good news to finish hour number one on a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's Mass Confusion. They'll take the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies in a style all their own. Grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but please, no pets or glass. And we'll see you at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number one of Pensacola right now, almost in the books here, 453. It's, what was it, like 95 degrees right now, probably feels like 105. Stay cool this week, folks, and also please, if you have young kids or pets, please make sure that they are staying safe, not staying any length of time unattended in the car. We have not had any local instances of that. We have seen quite a big number of them, though, around the state of Florida here in the last couple of months. So definitely want to stay safe as we are dealing with heat advisories that are in effect, going to be in effect all week, and an excessive heat warning that's in effect for Tuesday. So just be mindful there. 4:55, get a check of the local roads and weather.
Well, our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up. We had some pretty heavy slowdowns getting into Pace from Pensacola, but looks like we are kind of seeing the end of that right now. We are still seeing some slowdowns on I-10. If you're heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, you definitely are going to be seeing some slow-moving traffic getting onto the Avalon Boulevard exit, as we did have some an accident on Highway 90 earlier this afternoon. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. As Joe mentioned, for weather, it's just hot. It is going to be a heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m. This afternoon and this evening. And then coming up tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., we have an intense heat warning. So that is going to be a low of 78 for this evening. Right now, it's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some wacky and weird stuff going on, a health advocacy group is calling on a Georgia summer baseball team to change their name. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has an issue with the Macon Bacon. They've asked the team to change their name to something that's healthier. But the team says, quote, "We pride ourselves on being a fun-natured organization focused on bringing families and communities together." Translation: you can shove it.
Yeah.
Love it.
A man was caught carving his girlfriend's name into the ancient wall of the Roman Colosseum recently. Staff called the police, but it's not known if he was caught. His girlfriend Haley was with him, but didn't have much of a reaction when he was confronted by another tourist on a video.
A mansion built by Walt Disney in the hills of L.A. is available for rent if you can afford it.
You literally can't be in the home without feeling
the creative magic that you know happened there.
The listing agent says Disney lived there for 18 years for a $120,000 security deposit. The home will rent for $40,000 a month.
And men, if you're trying to get a new look, this might be the one for you. A Wall Street Journal poll says that men unbuttoning the top two buttons of their shirt is the sexiest look. The men should also avoid red colors, baggy clothing, and showing off some ankle skin. 40% prefer the top two buttons undone. 38% say one button undone is the best look. And among men, the most popular answer is one button. So women are the ones pushing the unbuttoning.
Now, Gracie, you have undoubtedly spent a long time researching this and you know,
I'm an expert on it,
yes,
really.
Yes. So where are you in the terms of the men's fashion world with the number of buttons?
Personally, I think one button is fine. It kind of depends on the shirt. I would say with a polo, one button. Maybe if you're doing a linen button down. It's summer and it's hot, then yeah, do two buttons.
Okay.
I'm not going to restrict anything. I'm not going to put any rules
right
on it. But
I'm pretty firmly in the one button camp on this one. If I have my sunglasses, you know, the one thing I try to avoid is when I lower my head, my chin coming down and rubbing against my sunglasses. So if I'm wearing them on my button down shirt, then I will unbutton the second one. I cannot, for the life of me, understand men that do not wear like undershirts with their dress shirts. I tried that once before. It was like the summertime here, and it was the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. It was just the sweat and just, oh, it was awful, and I've never done it again. And so I know that some people think, oh, you shouldn't wear an undershirt that shows under your button down or dress shirt. I mean, that's all I've done. So I don't know why that's such a huge fashion faux pas, but you know,
I don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah. I think a undershirt's good.
Yeah.
Personally.
Oh yeah. 100%. 100%.
Going to get one good news story in here before we finish off Pensacola right now. Pools across the United States are closing after a nationwide lifeguard shortage continues, but an Ohio grandmother has stepped up to make sure that her local pool remains open. Gail, 66 years old, has become a lifeguard to help keep the private pool open at her community. And she has lifeguarded before, but it was 50 years ago when she was 16 years old.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, kids need a cool place to rinse off and keep cool, so kudos on that grandmother there. 4:59, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. Hopefully they'll go a little bit longer than the 5 minutes we saw in hour number one, but hey, if they don't, we'll be right back. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A local veteran helping out his own. How this retired helicopter pilot is filling the gaps offered by government.